This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. One Saturday morning, Ms. Mesquite and I loaded our truck with our usual day trip supplies, water, food, binoculars, camera, sometimes a map, probably the same stuff you throw in your vehicle for a day trip, right? Yeah, so with a truck loaded, we headed south to Douglas, Arizona. And from there, we took a long dirt road east out of Douglas across Chihuahuan Desert Scrub, destination, the Pelencio Mountains, to the southern end of those mountains in Arizona, because, I mean, those hills and mountains are in Sonora as well. And the Pelencios in Arizona extend northward for a long ways along the Arizona-New Mexico border before the mountain range sort of sways back into Arizona and ends. Mountain ranges and the wildlife that live in them have no respect, I want you to know, for these borders, Sonora, New Mexico, Arizona. They just don't. But hey, a road trip to the mountainous borderlands. I mean, woo-hoo! It's so cool to come across Chihuahuan Desert and start to see low hills, first of all, covered in prickly pear and ocotillo and low scruffy mesquite and spiny acacias, and then into the hills where oaks start to appear and slopes can be all evergreen oaks and junipers, while others are covered in grasses with bear grass or agaves or sotal mixed in. Oh my, some of the oaks in the canyon bottoms were huge, magnificent emerys, magnificent Arizona whites, and very large tumi oaks, which I always thought of as a small oak, but man, these were big oaks. An occasional Mexican blue oak thrown in sometimes on a slope. Oh yeah. We were in the Madrean evergreen woodland along the borders of Sonora, Arizona, and New Mexico, and we were in jaguar habitat. Oh, yeah. The woodlands are the connection. The woodlands and jaguars, they just don't recognize. They don't recognize the border. Biotic communities cross the borders. I don't know. It strikes me funny. Biomes arrested crossing border. I don't know. Oh, dear. And I was thinking of the mountains along our borders where jaguars have been spotted. I was thinking about the absurd proposed border wall. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. The large copper mine is supposed to, it might go in. Oh, I think it's going to go in. Santa Rita Mountains. I remembered the excitement of the jaguar called Macho B in the Tumacocories and his subsequent capture, you know, radio collar, and then recaptured in his death. Oh, my goodness. Let these jaguars in. Let them do their wild jaguar thing in our borderland mountains is what I was thinking when I wrote this. Hey, I'm a borderland jaguar, and the mountains is where I'm found. I'm a borderland jaguar, and the mountains is where I'm found. And in case you didn't notice, El Tigre's back in town. Now, I like the Pelencios, the Chiricahuas are pretty neat. Babaquiris are so rugged, Santa Ritas are really sweet. Oh, I'm a borderland jaguar, and the Madrean woodland is where I'm found. And I thought I better tell you, El Tigre's back in town. I like the seafood diet, it suits me to a T. Whenever I get hungry, I eat the very first thing I see, because I'm a borderland jaguar, evergreen woodlands where I'm found. And in case you didn't notice, whoa, El Tigre's back in town. I may eat a ghoul's turkey. I may eat a coos white-tailed deer. I may sleep under an emery oak. I'm just so happy that I'm here, because I'm a borderland jaguar, yeah. And the evergreen woodland is where I'm found. And I thought I better warn you, whoa, El Tigre's back in town. Don't put a collar on me. That don't work for me at all. Don't build that big old copper mine. Don't build that doggone wall, because I'm a borderland jaguar. I need a lot of room to roam around. Let me say it again. I'm a borderland jaguar. I need the mountains to roam around. And in case you didn't notice, ooh, yeah, El Tigre's back in town. And in case you didn't notice, ooh, yeah, El Tigre's back in town. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.